as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're
ready. Let's do it, man.
This track is called Warm Like Summer. And sometimes we refer to it as Warm Like Butter. But it's actually called Warm Like Summer.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week, we welcome Canadian electro-indie outfit Braids into the studio. The band hails from Calgary, Alberta, but have been based in Montreal for the past decade or so. Their new record, Deep in the Iris, is their third studio album, which sees them experimenting with intelligent skittish rhythms underneath a strong vocal performance from lead singer Raphael Standel Preston. We'll hear from Raphael and drummer Austin in a bit. But first, let's have a song from that brand new album, Deep in the Iris.
Exhausted, I'd be headed sinking. Who had come now since the first white fell upon the balcony, where before we would melt. Rock of free visions I dream, I consider cracking the rocks from my. Instead we watch them grow, fed them in a row, sweet avoidance for what we already know. Now we feel like giving up. Why is there so much trouble? Go and lay out the
joined by Braids in the studio. Thank you for playing a really lovely session for us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
So before you did your performance, you all got together and had a group hug. Is this like a ritual before you perform? Or
Always.
Are you just feeling the moment?
Always. Well, it's a ritual, but it's also kind of feeling the moment, I think.
It's a ritual in order to feel the moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's really...
Reconnect.
We do a lot of crazy stuff throughout the day, you know, very hectic things and just a moment.
Driving a huge van through London.
Yeah, trying to park a huge van in London, normally right before we play. It's good to like regroup and just focus on the things that are important. That's what we always like try and do when we do our little huddle. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it for like 7 years.
And we talk about the things to focus on.
And what things did you focus on today?
What do we say?
We said play with the same intensity,
intensity as we would
at a real show.
Yeah. I like that.
And we did.
So you give yourself little tasks for every...
Yeah, a little task or reground.
Just like a reminder, like, oh, don't forget to play like with dynamics or like delicacy.
Or like, if you fall off the train, get back on the train.
Yeah, say that one a lot.
that's a big one, right? I always say that.
Sound advice from Braids.
Yeah.
So if we go back, you guys are originally from Calgary, right? But then you moved to Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
So what took you to Montreal?
For the boys, it was university. And then I came later, and for me it was music and culture.
And what do you think the main differences are between Montreal's music scene and Calgary's music scene?
Well, there is a music scene in Calgary, but it's quite small, and
it's really good, though.
It's very good. Yeah, it's amazing. Especially when we were there. It was so good. And there's Viet Cong now. I don't know what's going on there, but when we were there, there was a Zeta Booth, which is a huge influence on us and on this record.
Yeah, and women.
Women, Morgan Greenwood. And now there's Viet Cong, which is out of Calgary, and they're terrific.
Do you think the sound is quite different in Montreal? Or do you think that's had a big influence on you guys?
A lot more rock in Calgary.
Yeah, I mean...
A lot more rock.
At least the stuff that we surrounded ourselves with in Calgary was always much more like rock and roll and...
Zeta Booth was really the only like electronic anomaly that came out of Calgary.
And Montreal's... I would say a lot more sort of interested in electronic music and sort of experimental pop stuff. And,
yeah, a lot of experimental.
People pushing the boundaries of like what they think of different genres, like Magical Clouds, for example, like really focusing on like crowd interaction and like becoming like one with the whole audience and everything like that. And yeah, some really, really great music coming out of Montreal. It's pretty crazy. I mean, the whole scene based around Arbutus Records has been a really wonderful thing to be a part of these last 7 years.
This is our song, Mini Skirt. It's not like I'm feeling much different than a woman my age years ago. Liberate is what you wanna call it. I'm fairly choked, 'cause I know some to see my body, and every girl I know at some point stop needing. I'm not a man hater, I enjoy them like cake.
And you've just released your new album, Deep in the Iris. It sounds quite different to your last two albums, and you know, you've got some incredibly intricate drumming. And there's a lot been said about how you've sort of really put the vocals in the foreground. What were you trying to do on this album?
We weren't trying to do anything. That's like, I think that was a big thing for us. It was, we wrote this record on a series of recording retreats where we just went to nature and isolated ourselves and really just tried to connect as people and like not have the expectation of writing a whole record, you know? And that was a huge thing. Like, we did have some focus points, like wanting to focus more on songwriting. In the essence that you could take a song on the piano and play it front to back or like play it on a guitar or any kind of instrument, really, like songs that have strong grounding in harmony and melody and rhythm. And
stripping it back to the basics.
Yeah, exactly. And like approaching songwriting like that, but then using all the sonics and experimentation that we've always had in our music.
Oh,
So is that how you wrote your songs? Did the lyrics come first or did the harmonies come first?
It's a bit of both. They kind of build off of each other. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll, you know, there'll be some chords and then I'll come up with some vocals that'll lead to some other chords. And
I'd say on
chords
this,
will lead to other chords.
On this record,
other vocals.
More so than other ones, like all the harmonies were the basis for the songs. Like, because a lot of it was based on piano things that we wrote or like just guitar things that we wrote. Because a lot of the downtime on these recording retreats was spent like sitting on the porch with a guitar or like just noodling on the piano and coming up with things and then appropriating that those ideas onto synths and different melodic instruments and stuff like that.
And you said you went to lots of different recording retreats. I love that. It sounds like you had a brochure and you looked them up. Tell us about some of these, because I read that you went to like a woodland cabin in Arizona and places like that.
Yeah, I mean, we just found Airbnbs, to be completely honest. Like, it wasn't like a brochure where we just could pick like cool recording
band
studios
retreats
or anything.
Because they weren't recording studios, they were just houses we converted.
Yeah, and I mean, we've recorded all of our own music since day one, so we have all the equipment and the skills to do it, and we just packed our mini. Like, in America and Canada, minivans are quite a bit smaller.
They're
like smaller than cargo vans, but bigger than European minivans.
They look like mini spaceships.
And we just packed our minivan full, like literally to the brim, and we just beelined it to Arizona. It took 4 days.
And do you find you need to be in those sort of surroundings to get the best out of what you do?
It was a necessary diversion from our normal process.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, we've always created in our little studio in Montreal, which is about this size of this room and dark like this room.
It's cold usually when we record.
Yeah, so it was an important experience to like take ourselves out of our daily lives and go try something new. But I mean, it's not necessary, but it was beautiful.
Yeah, because like we've written some songs in the last like couple of months even, just in our jam space. And that was the dead of winter. Worst time of year. But it's so nice to be surrounded by nature and to have sunlight. It's just like such a more wholesome, enjoyable experience when you allow yourself the time to go and do that.
I would definitely do it again.
Yeah, I'd like to really do it again. It was a very good time of our lives.
This is our song, Taste. Are you ready?
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This show was mixed by Alex Funnell and I'm Holly Fisher. Join us again next week when we'll enjoy another session. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.